Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the WBBM Newsroom at News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Dave Marcet. From Illinois to Maine, residents are coping with what's expected to be a brutally cold week. The storm that dumped several inches of snow in the Chicago area has been dumping more than a dozen inches of it in the Northeast, and it will be into a deep freeze overnight. The Senate's top Democrat predicts the president's proposal to break the shutdown stalemate will not even pass the Republican-controlled Senate. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said on Sunday that he thinks Democrats will block the measure. The city of Evanston has settled a lawsuit brought by a Northwestern PhD candidate who was pulled over for suspicion of car theft while driving his own vehicle. Lawrence Crosby is seen on dashcam video getting out of his car with his hands up before being tackled by several officers. Mexico's health minister says the death toll from an explosion at an illegal pipeline tap has risen to 79, and he says 81 people remain hospitalized, many of them burned severely. Illinois is about to roll out a pilot program that will offer patients access to medical marijuana as an alternative to opioids. Dispensaries are extending hours and hiring additional workers for the expected increased demand in medical marijuana since the opioid pilot program launches at the end of January. And M. Night Shyamalan's Glass easily dominated the weekend at the box office, debuting with an estimated $40 million in ticket sales. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for the most up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just ask Alexa to play WBBM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.